and Innovative Plastics Division of the Gemini Group, is looking for the right candidate to fill the position of operator. This position provides Valley with basic operational support in a plant setting. Training is provided for all tasks. Valley offers a competitive hourly rate, health, dental, vision, and life insurance, 401k, vacation and holiday pay, and referral bonuses. If you would like to join their team, apply in person at Valley Enterprises 2147 Lepic Road in Ubley, 1 mile north of Atwater Road on M19, then a quarter mile east on Lepic Road.
For all your new or additional grain storage and handling facility needs, contact DS Services of Cass City, your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. Call DS Services for anything, from a minor repair to site design and a complete new grain storage and handling facility. They maintain a huge replacement parts inventory, provide millwright services, and their 3-truck and all-terrain cranes with certified operators can handle many truss jobs or other lifting needs. Visit DSServicesInc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318.
Listen to The Strong Side, Sundays, every Sunday of the season, typically at 7 p.m. This week, though, it's our two-hour postseason special beginning at 6 p.m. on Sports Radio 102.1 and live and worldwide at WLWSports.com. Starting at 6 p.m., we'll discuss week number 9, and then at 7 p.m., we will unveil the MHSA playoff pairings for the playoffs, an exciting time for high school football. Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, Kayla O'Neill, Rochelle Thompson, Dan Banky with your call tonight from Harbor Beach as the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers enter tonight at 7-1, taking on the 7-1 Harbor Beach Pirates. Tonight, Steve Verberg is putting the finishing touches on his second regular season as head coach for the storied Elkton Pigeon Bayport Laker football program. Altogether, he has been at the helm for the Wheeled L for a total of 20 games, and he has won an impressive 17. His three losses, Hudson a year ago, eventual state champion Pawama Westphalia, and Greatham West champion this year, the Kansas City Redhawks.
Well, like you mentioned, 17-3 start. That's an .850 batting average. Put it in perspective. Coach Grybauskas before him went 7-13 in his first 20 games, and head coach McClellan went 10-10 in his first 20 games. So it goes to show you, Coach Verberg, just those facts right there, has done an excellent job. Matter of fact, maybe a marvelous job. However, you know, the biggest difference is he's brought in a unique offense to this team, and he's built it around his athletes. And it's not an offense that you just bring in and run with teams. He has brought in an offense that he thought he had enough athletes to run, and it's worked very well for him. And with that, he's got the community, he's got the team believing in this team, and the penalties are down, the turnovers are down, the self-inflicted wounds are down. And with that, Lakers has won a lot more games.
With a record of 7-1, the Lakers are headed to the playoffs in the third straight season. Believe it or not, but this is the first time since 1990, 91, and 92 that the Lakers have made it to the postseason in three straight years. They're doing it this year with a new quarterback under center, and that would be Bryce Sears. The junior play caller is coming off perhaps his best performance to date, throwing the ball last week.
Keep in mind, he's thrown the ball 12 or 13 times in a couple different occasions. He threw it 12 times against Memphis. Now three of them were for touchdowns. He threw it 13 times against Hudson and 13 times against Cass City. He had a touchdown on each of those. So they're not afraid to let him air it out. And to my surprise, he's aired it out a lot more than Michael Anderson has for Harbor Beach. I thought it'd be the other way around. But Harbor Beach's run game has been very good. Lakers' run game been very good as well. Bryce Sears has added to that with his ability to throw the ball. He throws it best side to side, but his down the field throwing has gotten better every week, and they're not afraid to throw it when they need to or when they think they catch defense offsides.
When Verberg took over the Laker program, he rolled out a brand new offensive attack, the double wing offense. To be effective, you need a big push from the offensive line and consistent gains from a talented backfield. The running backs for the green and white certainly fit that bill. You'll be hearing the names of Warren, Dubes, Siegfried, and Minetti quite a bit tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and you mentioned it big push from the offensive line. We'll get to that in a second. Follow that with some talented athletes, and he's got a couple pretty good ones. My favorite, Preston Warren, senior. He's got 99 carries on the year, 926 yards and 10 touchdowns. He's averaging a little over 9 yards per carry. He had 4 touchdowns on only 12 carries against Vassar. But don't forget about a couple other seniors, James Dubes, Andrew Siegfried, Corey Minetti. All these guys have gotten an equal amount of shares. They all have either 4 or 5 touchdowns on the year. These guys can all carry the rock at any point in time. And don't sleep on Sears keeping it himself occasionally just when you least expect it. This offense has a lot of weapons and a lot of options, making it difficult for defenses to stop.
And if you're going to talk about the running backs, you have to talk about the men creating those giant running lanes in front of them. The Lakers may be boasting the largest offensive and defensive line unit in the entire Greater Thumb Conference.
Oh, and they were on display that first couple drives against Cass City when we were at that game, Clark. Blake Smithers, just a sophomore, one of the biggest guys on the field. Seth Johnson, Gage Brownell, just to name a few. This offensive line arguably is the best offensive line in the area, possibly even the best defensive line because of that. They're big and they're strong and they're physical, which allows these running backs to get those 2-3 yards a pop, but they have to remain disciplined and continue to win the battle in the trenches. They can't get lazy on us, and when they play strong, they're very tough to beat.
The Lakers entered tonight scoring an average of 36 points per game and allowing just 13.5 on defense, which makes the Green and White the second-best defense of all 14 Greater Thumb Conference teams. Kickoff of the final week of the regular season between Lakers and Harbor Beach is in 20 minutes right here on the WLW Sports Network on Sports Radio 102.1 and live and worldwide at WLWSports.com.
Hi, it's Mike, Countryside Sales and Service of Sebring. We know you're still farming and trucking tonight during the game. Well, our shop and parts department is open too. We're open 6 days, late Tuesday through Friday nights. We hope your breakdowns are few, but we're here for all your truck and trailer parts, tires, even custom hydraulic hoses. Call ahead for parts pickup. Ask about our newly opened wash bay for trucks, trailers, and equipment. Call for an appointment and pricing at Countryside Sales and Service of Sebring. We sell what we run, and we wish everyone a safe harvest.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
This is Mike LePage from Thumb Bank and Trust. At Thumb Bank, we are a proud supporter of our local communities and school athletics. No team is complete without a good coach. Let Thumb Bank and Trust be your guide for personal service, professional excellence, and over 120 years of financial experience that any team needs to succeed.
You want to be where everybody knows your name.
Stop by any of our offices and let us show you the winning difference that is Thumb Bank. We're Thumb Bank and Trust Company with locations in Pigeon, Caseville, Cass City, Bad Axe, and Bay City, where relationships are built on trust. Member FDIC.
Pigeon Telephone, Main Street Cafe and Bakery, and Hard Joe's Ben Franklin of Pigeon support our schools and our athletes. Pigeon Telephone is your local telephone company serving Pigeon and Sandpoint residents. Now is the time to switch your local phone service to Pigeon Telephone Company, Sandpoint residents. You can switch right now, keep your same phone number, and get a wider local calling area. Main Street Cafe and Bakery in Pigeon is everyone's favorite stop for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. They're open 7 days a week with lunch and dinner specials and great prices too. Stop in Tuesdays for Mexican Fiesta Night. Thursdays are Oriental Stir Fry Night. Fridays they have an all-you-can-eat seafood buffet. And Sunday is their famous breakfast buffet. Harjo's Ben Franklin in Pigeon is your local crafting, supplies, and project store. Projects like knitting, scrapbooking, crocheting, sewing, and crafting. With fabric, beads, crafts, scrapbook supplies, school supplies, art supplies, and so much more, you're sure to find everything you need. That's Pigeon Telephone, Main Street Cafe and Bakery, and Harjo's Ben Franklin, all of Pigeon.
Many national cell phone carriers claim that all cell phone service offered by any of the carriers are within 1% of each other. Obviously, these people don't live and work in the Thumb of Michigan. Thumb Cellular's coverage eclipses all others in every way, shape, and form. When you're fishing in Port Hope, will your national carrier service be reliable enough to complete the call? When you're in Port Austin, will you be able to upload the picture you just took of that gorgeous lake sunset in real time? When you're on the beach in Caseville, will your email asking your friends to join you go through in time? And when you're in a troubled situation in a remote area of the Thumb, will you be able to make the call to get help when you need it?
I guess if ensuring that your calls, texts, pictures, and emails making it through isn't a priority, you can stick with the other national companies. But if you depend on your smartphone, depend on the most reliable service. Thumb Cellular, with locations in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky. The best coverage in the Thumb.